So hi, my name is Aurelia, and today I'm going to be talking about the three principles of unity and how each one of them has affected me differently as I've grown up. So I started going to unity when I was two. The first principle of unity that really impacted me was imagination. So when I was a uni kid, we did a lot of playing and we were allowed to expand our imagination and go outside and just see how full the world is of opportunities, and it really allowed my opportunities to grow. So I gained my imagination with our little meditations that we would do with things like bunny breaths, and I gained a greater understanding just of how big the world truly is. I also gained my imagination as we learned about the light that is the God light, which is in each one of us. Then, as I grew older, I started helping out at the VBS here at Unity. So I'm an only child, so I hadn't really interacted with a lot of little kids before. There were a bunch of four-year-olds the first year that I started, and I gained more patience as I learned to deal with them. And I was able to continue to grow also with my imagination as they taught me just what the world is like from their point of view. Then, as I joined YOU, I really learned the unity principle of order. So balancing school, spirituality, and extracurriculars can be hard sometimes. Every week we have our weekly check-in, which is where we talk about our highs and lows, and this really allowed me to reflect and figure out what was important and what I needed to do and what I could do. So this really helped me to learn how to prioritize, and that, you know, sometimes you really just need to let go of things in order to be happier. And then all of this really came into practice this past summer when I studied abroad in Indonesia. So there they believe that everyone lives under one God and that they just have different ways of worshiping him. So, and that for me was something that I had also really learned from unity. So when I was there, I was able to tell people about, you know, we believe that at my church too. And I was able to use the principles of imagination because in Southeast Asia, especially in Jakarta, you spend a lot of your time in the cars in macet, also known as traffic. So every day I would spend 3 hours going to school and it would just be so much traffic. I spent so much time in the car that sometimes it felt like I was spending more time there than at school. So I really, my imagination grew as I talked to the, as I talked to my host family, and as I would just look at the streets going by and by. While in Indonesia, I was also in charge of another group of kids. This time, they didn't speak English, and they were at my host family's church. So I was able to use my understanding from the VBS that I had learned here and apply it there, even though they didn't speak the same language, and sometimes I knew that they were planning something. So, yeah, I really used that all there, and it really helped me just adjust to the culture, and then also just allowed me to see how grateful I am to have grown up in this church where all of these principles are really practiced and taught. Thank you.
All right, hi. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Liz. I've been here since I was 3 years old, so most of you probably know me. But we're talking about our journey through YOU and Unity today. For me, that's too long of a journey, so I'm just gonna focus on one thing. I'm gonna focus on one of the most spiritually fulfilling and amazing experiences I've had through YOU and through Unity. And for me, that's being a kids camp counselor. See, I've been here since I was a tiny little kid, and I went to kids camp as a camper. I still remember what it was like for me. It was one of my favorite things every year. It always made me unimaginably happy the second I got there. And I remember my counselors. I looked up to them so much. They were so strong and smart and cool. They were just magical to me. And I remember wanting to be one of them so bad. I couldn't wait to grow up and be in YOU so I could be a counselor. And now, this is my third year of being a counselor, and it really is just as amazing as I thought it would be. Although, being on the other side of it has shown me a lot of things I didn't realize as a kid. For example, as a kid, I thought the counselors had everything together. They were so prepared, they knew everything. And now being a counselor, we don't really have a clue what we're doing. We show up with everything all planned out, a schedule, everything that's gonna go exactly like this. And then the kids show up and they have their own plans. They just never go along with our plans very well. One other thing I never really realized that much was how much the counselors genuinely cared and loved us kids. As a kid, I'd look up to the counselors and I looked at them with just amazement in my eyes. I thought they were magical. But now I look at those kids like that. Kids Camp has taught me a lot of basic skills, planning out a schedule, planning an event, how to keep a child alive for 4 days. But most of all, it taught me the importance of just having fun, just being like those kids. And it's truly amazing. I remember Kids Camp being one of the most amazing experiences of my childhood. And it's amazing being able to pass that on to another group of children, being able to see the same look in their eyes that I had. It's truly an amazing opportunity. I'm very excited for this year, considering next weekend is actually Kids Camp Counselor Training, as in the church is gonna be full with a bunch of YAUers from the whole region. Kids Camp has just been an amazing opportunity. I get to pass on all that amazement and joy that I felt as a little kid to a bunch of other little kids. And I hope they're thinking the same. They're excited to be a counselor when they grow up, because it really is just as amazing as I thought it would be as a little kid. I'm extremely for this year, my last year of being a counselor as I'm graduating. I've had a lot of amazing spiritual opportunities through YAU, but Kids Camp has definitely been the most magical for me.
Hello, I'm Sakura again, and today I'll just be telling you a little bit about my journey through Unity. As many of you may know, my mom and I moved to Spokane in October of 2016, and we have gone through lots of changes and transitions since then. For me, Unity has been a very helpful and comforting throughout all these transitions. The kind and welcoming community has really made moving a lot easier. I moved here, as some of you may know, from a small town. It's barely a town, it's more like a village because there's only like 100 to 150 people living there. And when I used to go to school there, my grade only had 5 students, including me. And Spokane, being much larger, made the transition even a little bit more difficult. So one of the first times I came to Unity, my mom took me here, and it was after one of the services, and there was barely any people here, but my mom just wanted to show me this place because she thought it was really great. And there wasn't really any people here, but Ella Baker and her family were here, and I just really appreciated her enthusiasm and her family's enthusiasm. And they showed me all around, and it really made me feel really welcome. Friendship. For me, the support and comfort that friends provide is so important. One of the hardest parts of moving was making new friends and not being constantly with the friends I'd known since preschool. At my new school, I found it really difficult to make friends, and I experienced being excluded and not being cool enough to be part of a clique. And this was really difficult for me. I'm a super social person, and not having friends that I could trust was really difficult on my self-esteem. The first time I attended a Unity Spiritual Center was actually in Ashland, Oregon, when I was about 9 or 10. And I remember not very much about it, but I remember that I really enjoyed it. And we first attended this church in November of the year we moved. And I must admit, I was a little bit reluctant to check out the Uniteens group, and so I just attended the services with my mom for a little while. But after a while, I decided to just go see what it was all about, and I'm super glad that I did. Joan, she was one of the volunteers, and I was really appreciative of all those people. Through the Uniteens group, I made my first real friends that I could trust since I moved. This may seem like a small thing, but for me, it was super important. I'm really grateful for the unit teens. All the other teens were also so kind, and I also participated in the unit treats, and I learned a lot about the unity principles and myself. These are a few reasons why I'm really grateful to be here, but there are many others. Unity's strong emphasis on positivity has also had a great impact on my life. With all the social changes going on, the stress of starting high school and growing up, the reinforcement of keeping a positive outlook from someone other than my mom has been beneficial. One of the most important things in unity is that there's one presence and one power, and that presence is good. Keeping this in my thoughts has been a really great tool, especially when I become stressed or overwhelmed, which happens a lot. For me, being a teen so far has been like a roller coaster. Being a teenager and a high school student can be really difficult. There's so many ups and downs, but YOU and unity has been really grounding for me, and I hope that other teens can experience unity the way I do. I'm so grateful for unity and the YOU for helping me become the best version of myself. Thank you for all the impact you all have on this community. Each one of you is what makes it such an amazing place. I encourage you all to remember that God is good. Thank you and stay positive.
Okay, so hello again. So this is Aurelia. Danica has lost her voice. So I will be reading her message as she mimes what she can. So some of you may remember when I first started coming to Unity. It was my peak emo phase, and I had no interest in looking at the joys of life. The idea of people being happy while meeting me in a non-fake way was slightly upsetting to me, in an angry way. Mind you, I'm not a very angry person, so this is quite baffling to me. I was closed off and thought I was just here to be judged by a bunch of people because of how little I have read from the Bible. And then I met Jeremiah. Jeremiah was, at the time, the Unity's leader who could keep the energy in the room high, which, with a bunch of teens, is essential in making sure they become inspiring adults. And although I hate to admit it, he kept me coming back with donuts. Then along came a joyful soul called Raid. The group played a game that day called the Humanaut, where everyone links hands with the other people and create a tangle of arms in the center. The idea is to unwind without breaking contact with each other. Nearing the end, we came to a situation where Ray and I were stuck, and there was no real way to fix it. So Ray said to close our eyes and used magic to make the rest of the knot unravel. This was so incredibly funny to me, and it showed me the joy of learning in a church group. It didn't need to be rigid and stationary. And that was just the beginning. Tana, a former YOUer, got me to hug people for the first time in a long time. And the people at my first camp taught me that hugs can be healing. Camp taught me that I could make friends with anyone and that we are all continually healing. Now, the person who got my future plans of today rolling was none other than Shane. I was sitting in the YOU room, ready to start our opening routine, when a sponsor asked who would like to pray in. I wasn't comfortable with coming up with something on the spot, but Shane just jumped into action and created a prayer out of thin air. This inspired me to start creating lessons for the group today. Whenever I do an improvised pray-in or pray-out, I always start with Mother, Father, God, and that's all due to Shane. Writing lessons led me to want to do more for the community. I seemed to impress my chapter on the lessons I was writing and thought it might be beneficial to share my growth and knowledge with my region. So I'm running for regional officer. Regional officer writes lessons and plans camps that help facilitate the YOU's spiritual growth. I am called to serve because of my friends who have helped me grow into a person I like. I want to help other people grow into the people they wish to be. We are shaped by the people around us. Bad situations can occur, but good people can make that bad go away. Good people stick with you for life.
Unity stands for peace in the presence of conflict, for love in the presence of hatred, for forgiveness in the presence of injury. Unity honors